This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. If you've locked in 550 K-Fire, the voice of the Northern Plains, thank you very much. AM 1100, the flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota, locking in there. Appreciate that. KTGO, booming to the Bakken, and, of course, KLTC in Dickinson. We're at the annual meeting of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. It continues through tomorrow. Actually, just getting underway here with a welcome to Minot from the Minot Area Development Corporation's Stephanie Hofford, and the FFA folks are going to be talking about the good work they've done. Doug Burgum will welcome this group and be the first keynoter, and then, of course, Pete Hegseth in the arena. Why our great republic needs good citizens more than ever. And we're going to talk to Pete in just a moment here as well. Jack Stark and Jeff Hume from, you got me thinking about Fox News. Jeff Hume and Jack Stark from Continental Resources a little later, and then also Senator John Hoban. So we have a busy program today, and welcome your calls, your questions, your comments at any point throughout. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Brought to you in part today by our friends also in the energy world. That is, of course, the good folks from the Lignite Energy Council and the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Encourage you to find out more about the good work they're doing online at secureenergyfuture.org. There's a war on coal in this country. There's a war on our neighbors that are in the lignite industry. And what do they do for a living? They get up every day, grab a lunch bell, go to work, and make sure you have affordable energy. Yeah, that's kind of nice. And by the way, we have the cleanest air in the United States. Go figure. But we're under assault from the EPA and the Clean Power Plan and everything else. So find out more about what's happening. Engage. Talk to your elected leaders about it. It's important online at secureenergyfuture.org, secureenergyfuture.org. Had a wonderful evening last night. I appreciate the folks that came out and joined us at the Sleep In a Conference Center with Pete Hegseth from the Fox News Channel. Talk about his great new book, and we get a chance to catch up with him again. Pete, that was fun. Thank you.
It was. Thanks for having me.
We turned you into a Philadelphia Eagle fan, too.
We sure did.
A little while.
A heck of a game.
Yeah, that was something.
It was fantastic. North Dakota's own.
Are you a Carson Wentz fan, though?
Well, how can you not be?
Yeah.
Does it the right way, and when you a guy like that steps up on a, I mean, he's already stepped up on a national stage as a collegiate quarterback, but when you do it on Monday Night Football like that with the world watching, that's impressive.
I want to talk about the blueprint your book provides, as did the Teddy Roosevelt speech in the arena. For folks that might be listening today, just doing what they do.
Yeah.
Right? Just doing what they do. They get up every day, they go to work, they kind of do their thing, and they just, you know, they were born to be, you know, whatever it is. And recognizing that maybe we have a time in this country where we need to break the mold a little bit and all do things a little bit differently, right?
No, that's right. I mean, I would first say to those folks that you talked about picking up the lunch pail and going out and providing for their family and their community, that is the first ingredient of being a good citizen, is earning and working. The virtue of work, that is the bedrock of what our country has been founded on. So we don't salute that enough, and we empower or encourage dependency too often through the policies we pursue in this country and the culture that we've created. But I do think we're at a time where those who go out and earn for their families and work hard need to be even more cognizant of what's happening to the culture around us and America around us, and be willing to fight. And that the name of the book is In the Arena. And it doesn't mean you got to go on Fox News or out to Iraq or Afghanistan or fight at the national level. It means each one of us has a sphere of influence we can affect: our local community, school, our church, our family, our neighborhood, our business, the way we conduct our own lives. And we all know there are, call them microaggressions, if you will, whatever you want to call them, small ways in which liberties are infringed. Freedom is pulled back. The Leviathan of government sort of takes another inch, and oftentimes we sort of give in, or we give in too often. I think now is a moment where, as Americans, we should be proud and unapologetic to say no more. We can't take anymore on the business side, on the political side, on the religious side, on the moral side, on the cultural side, on the civic side. We have to at every step stand up and say America's about certain principles, and we need to, we're not going to give in on them anymore. So the book is meant to kind of remind people and encourage them to say it does. It's not politicians that are going to save us. It's not a guy in cool guy gear going to Iraq that's going to save us. It's going to be you and me and the rest of us being a part of the civic conversation and fighting where we are for the basic principles that's made America great.
Yeah, and there's a lot of us, myself included, 51 years of age, couldn't join the armed services on a bet, right? Just wouldn't have the, you know, I'm past my time. But I still feel, number one, a great admiration for those like you that served in Iraq and Afghanistan. And I want to do my part. I want to do something. And it really, I see your book as a motivator. I'm using it as a reboot completely because I just think it's, we've, and I was one of them, right? The 94 contract with America, Newt Gingrich, the whole revolution. I was so convinced if Newt Gingrich and Dick Armey took control of the Congress, everything would be fine, right? You just, the belief was, you know, in a president. I wanted George W. Bush to beat, Al Gore more than anything.
Yep.
We put so much energy in that and lay up at night and twist and turn, and really they're politicians that put their pants on one leg at a time, and a lot of them have failed us over the years.
Oh, they sure have, Republicans and Democrats. It doesn't mean that's not important. You and I were just talking about the stakes of this election. I mean, where the country goes with two or three Supreme Court justices chosen by either Hillary Clinton or the list that Donald Trump has given us. It's a world away and a world of difference. That stuff really, really matters. But your average person, if you've got a microphone every day, I've got an opportunity to be on Fox and talk about these things. I'm grateful, as you are, for that opportunity. But most folks look around and say, how can I affect that? And you can, because the most important place is that community or the place that you affect or the people that you know who maybe aren't mobilized, maybe aren't aware, maybe aren't willing to fight or don't have all the information. We've all got to do it. I appreciate you using it as a motivator. I hope it's deep enough that people learn, but also accessible enough that if you've got a grandson or a granddaughter, or a son or a daughter who is kind of wavering on why is this America place special? You know, maybe I should just be a citizen of the world. What does it matter if government just grows? It uses Teddy Roosevelt, and we're here in Teddy Roosevelt country. I mean, what a better place for him to be the frame for the book to remind people that pull yourself up by your bootstraps, rub some dirt on it, find that grittiness, and be an American and be proud of it. And I think we're losing that with some of our younger generation.
Texter says, if you're a conservative as I am, how can we support Trump's recent views like expanding Medicare, using the government to punish businesses, and expanding the government programs for child care from birth to 4 years old? I thought the government taking care of its citizens from cradle to grave was a progressive view. Scott, even though you support Trump, we have to stand up against bigger government. Otherwise, we're just hypocrites. Well, to me, you know, again, we could go through chapter and verse of some of Trump's stuff. I think the Supreme Court's my ideal, number one.
Yep.
But do you lay awake at night worried about, well, what about expanding Medicare? Why are we doing that? I mean, that's in the weeds right now, right? I mean, when you look at the black and white choice between her and him.
That's exactly right. I mean, my friend, 90% of the time, I prefer to look at him as a friend, not an enemy 10%. I mean, if you're looking for a guy that's going to rein in government spending, Donald Trump probably isn't going to be that guy. But look at the six or seven other things, like rebuilding our military, like the Supreme Court, like securing our borders, like supporting law enforcement,
his tax plan,
education back to local control. Yeah. I mean, that stuff is a no-brainer. So we can all stand on our hill of purity, which I respect as a principled movement conservative who's been frustrated by Republicans as well. I get that. But I'm stealing this from Mark Stein. It's a perfect articulation, I think, of it. Don't excuse the sidelines for the moral high ground in this election. If you're going to sit on the sideline and say, I'm just too pure because he might grow a Medicare program, listen, he's not perfect. If you want a perfect candidate, then you should run yourself because only you are going to agree with yourself all the time. This is about the future of America, not every conservative policy. And I wish he was perfect on government growth, but he's great on a lot of other things.
George Herbert Walker Bush, the 41st president, told a Kennedy family member the other day, former governor of Maryland, that he's going to vote for Hillary Clinton, evidently. It's out there. Some people called earlier and said, you know, and I have respect for the Bushes, but this is to me an example of why Donald Trump needs to be president, because these people are so addicted to power, they'd go so far from a supposed ideological core to this. What did you make of it?
Overturn the apple cart is what I make of it. I mean, it is truly the raw exposition of the establishment, which does sort of see the world through one particular lens, if they're in charge, things are okay. If someone who isn't on the slate of acceptable people is in charge, then the world's going to be set on fire. People are sick of it. They're sick of it. Look at you. You and I, as people who have supported George W. Bush and believed in a lot of the things that he's done, doesn't mean you just reflexively say, well, that's what we need more of, especially if stuff hasn't worked. One of the things I really like about Donald Trump is that Washington has no idea what to do with him. They're freaked out. The special interests are freaked out. The lobbyists don't know where he's going to go. And if he were to become president of the United States, what's going to happen in the first 100 days? You don't know, and I don't know either, and I kind of welcome that, because our system is so stale and entrenched and predictable, and it's predictable going right in the wrong direction automatically, because that's what government does when it grows. Listen, we're going to get some disappointments out of Donald Trump if he's president of the United States. You have to bake that in. But if we can hold him to account for the core issues he said he will do, and he's willing to really fight for it, then we've got an opportunity to change some conversations that have been stale for a long time.
Yeah, it is really something to see. I kind of held out hope that Romney and, you know, maybe the Bushes and some of the
might
other
come
would come around at the 11th hour and just say, hey, because of the, you know, the importance of this issue. Yeah, but this might tell you going the other way. The only thing I said, it is a Kennedy who's told us this information. So I would like to hear it directly in a way of a statement or something from George Herbert Walker Bush's mouth. But
I mean, I give him some grace, too. Here's a guy that's such an amazing background.
Yeah, he is. He's a good man.
Yeah.
And a great vet. Hey, Pete, thanks for coming to North Dakota.
Thanks, appreciate it. Thanks for hosting me. You're awesome. You're the man to know over here. Really appreciate it.
Next time we'll talk more about your stratospheric career at the Fox News Channel. But keep it cranking.
You got it.
Take care. More coming up.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. The NDSU Pest Management app for smartphones and tablets is available from the Apple and Google Play stores. Simply type NDSU Pest Management into the search bar and click Enter. The NDSU Pest Management app will appear and can be downloaded for free. The North Dakota Soybean Council is a proud supporter of this project. Some of the tools in the app give users the ability to search by crop or pest to find the solutions to problems or recommended treatments. Growers also can save or mark their favorite areas. Pictures of pests, weeds, and diseased plants are included to make in-field comparisons. There are also special tools specifically designed for weed selection to provide herbicide efficacy ratings about specific weeds and crop rotation restrictions for herbicides with residual properties.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
back in Minot. We're live on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thanks for listening today. Brought to you in part by our friends at High Plains Apache. You're not going to find a finer sprayer anywhere. I reaffirmed my view yet last week at Big Iron when I saw some of those great sprayers and the technology there. They have that drift management system now. We had a windy year here. You think about having that ability and the droplet size that allows you to go with, you can't go wrong. It's really, they do the best of the best. Best warranty, and they have that ET Ag Center, which means 50,000 parts at your disposal, and not just for the Apache brand, but for any brand as well. So, High Plains Apache. Find them online at highplainsapache.com. They'd love it if you just come in, have a cup of coffee, sit down and check them out, whether you check out the ET Egg Center or some of those newer used sprayers. In Mandan, across from Bonanza, or they're in Fargo, actually Frontier, south of Fargo, exit 60. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. 21 past the hour, and we get a chance to catch up with the keynote speaker for today's North Dakota Petroleum Council event that we're at in Minot that will be coming up here shortly, and that is Jack Stark. Jack's going to be talking about the Bakken yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He is the president and CEO of Continental Resources. Jack, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Nice to see you.
Great to see you. Great to be here in Minot.
Glad to have you. And we're also joined today by Jeff Hume. Jeff is... these two guys really both have been right at Harold Hamm's shoulder all along for a lot of those years that Continental Resources were built and really have done some incredible things. And glad to have you both here. Jeff, nice to see you again.
Scott, great to be here with you.
I forget your title. I should know your title, but I know it's like super duper in charge of the future, and we're going to keep going like crazy. But it was a little shorter than that, wasn't it, Jack?
Yeah, it's shorter than that. It's Vice Chairman of Strategic Growth Initiatives.
Strategic Growth Initiatives, right. That's what I was thinking of. And that's what I want to talk a little bit about today.
Look to the future.
Right, because, you know, we know what happened, right? And we kind of know where we're at. And I'm most interested in where this thing is, where this is going, and where we're going to be. And I'm going to start with this question first for you, Jack, and then also Jeff. As we look to the future, will it look anything like the past?
Well, it's a great question. I mean, really, the future that we're, you know, looking at right now is a little fuzzy, you know, because of basically the price of crude. And supply and demand are still out of sync. We still have more supply than we have demand. So we've basically built up inventories. And so we have a little bit of headwinds with price, you know, that the industry has to face. But regardless, the Bakken is a tremendous asset, and it ranks in the top quartile of assets here in the United States. And, you know, and so it's a tremendous asset for the state. Got several decades of development out in front of it. And so it's an asset that it's just a great benefit for this state and for North Dakota and also obviously the nation as a whole. And when you look at it, the advances that we've made in technology and efficiencies and all, I've heard some people say 60 is the new 90 and all, and I would say right now the way we look at it, we're looking at, say, like right now, today, we can get a 40% rate of return on a well at $50, where in 2011 we would have needed $75. So I'm kind of in the camp of $50 is more than old 75. But the efficiencies have taken this play to a whole new level, and really all of the operators up here have done a tremendous job of really readjusting their programs, getting their costs in line with the current price environment.
I heard people use the phrase a new normal, Jeff, you know, that we're sort of settling into a new normal and a pace and getting ready for that. I mean, I guess when I ask the question about does the future look anything like the past, a lot of people equate, you know, okay, if we're going to be really where we need to be, it's going to be almost chaos. But it really doesn't necessarily need to be given the infrastructure build out, right?
Well, that's you're absolutely correct. You know, the slowdown has really allowed the infrastructure to catch up. The gas gathering systems have really improved. We're still working on those. We're trying to expand the oil transportation infrastructure out of the state. That's one of the headwinds that North Dakota has is as we grow again, do we have adequate pipeline infrastructure to get the oil to the best markets, because we want to reach the best markets with North Dakota's oil. That's what we want to do. But also, every slowdown in our industry allows us to sharpen the saw. We get better at what we're doing. And so when we start moving again, we're drilling wells faster than we were before. We brought new technology into the industry. We've brought more training into the men on the rigs. The actual men that are carrying out the job are doing better. They're doing it safer than ever. And so it's going to take less equipment to get more done in the future because of technological advances that have taken place during the slowdown. And so things will improve. It could get hectic again if prices recover fast. You know, it's just going to be, how does that come about? Does price of oil come back fast with an international disruption in oil supply, or does it come slow with growth? We have to plan on growth taking it, but as we all know, things can happen with the international supply of oil, which we're depending on more than ever now. We're bringing in 1.1 million barrels of imported oil that's displaced 1.1 million barrels a day of United States produced oil in this slowdown.
You know, I know a big part of you know, the change that was pushed hard by Harold Hamm, your boss, was the crude export ban being lifted. You're seeing some benefit from that now, Jack?
Well, you're seeing more and more oil exported today, and I don't know, Jeff, maybe we're getting upwards of 750,000 barrels, maybe upwards of a million barrels, I think, maybe, that's being exported.
That's about the number right now. A lot of it's going to South American refineries.
So it's coming.
Yes, and it's moving. Some's going to Europe. And so we are competitive. You know, the main thing is the ability to export crude oil has equalized the price between the Brent pricing and the U.S. pricing, the WTI and NYMEX price. We had discrepancy of up to $20-$24 a barrel in the past. Now it's in the dollar and a half range. So we're very close. We're on parity with that. We have, you know, the Bakken oil is the best oil in the world. Every refinery wants it. It's got immediate demand. You know, I'm asked all the time, do you have a hard time finding a place for the oil? I said, no, they gobble it up wherever you take it. They love it. So it's a very clean oil. There's no sulfur in it, no bottoms in it. It, you know, cracks into jet fuel and gasoline and diesel, everything that domestic U.S. Refiners are looking for. So we're blessed with a great asset here in North Dakota, and it's going to be here for a long time.
About a half a minute left, Jack, but what for the future, what most concerns you?
What most concerns me is just the kind of, I'd say, the sucking sound that's happening down in Texas and Oklahoma for all the E&P capital and also for rigs and manpower. You know, the Permian Basin and the new plays in Oklahoma, the scoop and stack plays are, you know, really, there's been 100 rigs added since the, say, late May, and 70% of those rigs have gone to Texas, and a bulk of them, the rest of them have gone to Oklahoma. So when you look at it, there's a lot of competition for manpower, equipment from these evolving plays down south, and they're competing head-to-head with the Bakken.
Gentlemen, thanks a lot. Appreciate the time very much. Good to see you. Glad you're able to join us today at the Petroleum Council annual meeting, and also share a little bit of the story with our listeners on what's on your mind. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott.
Enjoyed it.
Good to see you both.
See you, Scott.
You bet. Uh-huh. Take care. Senator John Hoeven, when we come back, live from the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting, this is What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Is that what you said, Manny?
That's right.
Hey, Scott.
Hi, Todd.
You're live.
Well, I'm live now. What exactly does that mean? Don't ask questions of the
you're not dead. That's
engineer
what that means.
And,
you're live.
Do a show? Is that what it means?
I always love when people say, hey, we're broadcasting live. Well, that's certainly better than broadcasting dead.
No, yeah. No, I don't like to broadcast dead. It sounds like a Weekend at Bernie's episode, you know? Anyway, we are back live at the Holiday Inn Conference Center, and we are here for the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting. They are underway day one today. Pete Hegseth will be taking the stage shortly. Doug Burgum's up there right now, the Republican candidate for governor. And then Justin Kringstad will be speaking today. Of course, talk about he's with the North Dakota Pipeline Authority. You got Jack Stark, our previous guest, the president and CEO of Continental Resources. He'll be the keynote speaker over the lunch hour. And also, this is a busy lineup here this afternoon. A lot of panels on the regulatory and safety side, and also big banquet tonight where they give a public service award to Ron Rauschenberger, chief of staff, to Governor Jack Dalrymple. He'll get the North Dakota Petroleum Council's outstanding public service award. And they're going to put Al Anderson in the Hall of Fame, commissioner of the North Dakota Department of Commerce. So that should be great fun. They go again day two tomorrow, and a number of things happening there as well, hearing from some folks in the industry. So very interesting times in which we live in the oil and gas industry, as you can hear from those gentlemen. We're brought to you today in part by our friends at B-Mobile. Many of you have already done business with the premium retailer for Verizon Wireless, that'd be B-Mobile. And you know Verizon, right? The name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. But did you know that B-Mobile Verizon is more than just phones and tablets? Have you heard about Hum by Verizon? It's a perfect tool to make your car smarter and safer. So you get features like roadside assistance and diagnostics and maintenance reminders, vehicle locator, hands-free Bluetooth calling. And for a limited time, if you have a youngster getting their license, you can get the Hum equipment and activation fee and 3 months of service free as a bill credit. So what's not to love? Get Hum and go. BeMobile.com. Connect to communicate at BeMobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. You'll find them all throughout North Dakota. some Minnesota locations to serve you as well. All right. Let's see. We're waiting for... Oh, he's on. You told me my ear already, probably. I can't hear and talk at the same time. Not anyway when I'm on location. Let's not make him wait any longer. Senator John Hovind is here joining us from the nation's capital today. Good morning, Senator.
Hey, Scott. How are you? Did you any chance you watched Monday Night Football last night?
Only every second of it.
Wasn't that great?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, Carson Wentz, we are so proud of him. And, you know, I mean, just such a quality guy, but what a performance, huh?
No, so we were talking about it earlier. I can't even put it into words, you know. I mean, it's just such a great story from beginning to end. You think, you know, Bismarck boy and, you know, on the smaller size as he goes into high school and then boom, has a growth spurt and then takes off late in his high school career and then playing for the Bison, then hurt his senior year, and then, you know, the draft deal, and then to make it to opening up the season for Philadelphia, and then the way he performs, it's a pinch yourself moment, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And then, I mean, you just saw what an intelligent individual he is and what a leader he is with the way he went in. And it's not just his physical abilities, it's his leadership and his incredible intelligence. And that came through so clear last night. Anyway, what a performance. And the other thing is, here's a guy who, when they said, okay, we may in essence redshirt you this year, have you sit out back when they had Bradford and so forth, he said, okay, fine, if that's what helps the team, that's what I'll do. All of a sudden he's starting, and look how he steps in and performs. Now, that's remarkable, you know, really pretty amazing. And also big shout-out to the Bison. Way to go, Bison, national TV, defeating Iowa. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that sure was. That was another incredible
really
day.
Really good stuff. Good stuff for those, you know, those athletes. Just great program. Carson, great young man. You know, great people doing a great job. And really not just representing NDSU and representing themselves well, but representing North Dakota on the national stage. Way to go.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree anymore. By the way, if you have a question or comment for Senator Hovind, give us a call at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We do have a story today from Morton County. A joint task force led by the Sheriff's Department is examining the circumstances surrounding a protest that took place south of Mandan on September 3rd. This was the one you may remember on a Saturday dealt with the protesters breaking down a fence, charging some construction workers, and ultimately some security forces that had dogs. And the investigation includes a focus on those hired by Dakota Access Pipeline to provide the private security services on that day, whether or not they were licensed, their actions. Task force also exploring whether or not native artifacts were disturbed at the work site. In addition, the investigative team is reviewing the actions of the protesters. So there, you know, there've been a lot of accusations flying around on that, and probably a good thing to just get to the facts, and that's what they're going to be doing on that. But they just announced that this morning, so I just want to pass that along. Speaking
Scott, as you say, that's right. We got to focus on the facts here, and we also have to thank Sheriff Kirkemeyer and the Morton County Sheriff's Department for all the work, time, effort that they've been putting in. They've been doing an amazing job. I mean, obviously our troopers. You know, big part of this as well, other state and local law enforcement. You know, we need to thank Sheriff Kirkemeyer and Morton County's Sheriff's Office for the incredible amount of work they've been doing.
Now, the deal that came out late Friday, Congressman Kramer was on Friday and talked only about that being one of the options, but obviously pretty much exactly what he had told us about. It came to be in the a press release that was put out and the announcement from the Corps and everybody else Friday night. And I want to paraphrase it. You tell me if I have this right or wrong. It essentially says, okay, here's a permit to the protesters, Sacred Stone Camp, the tribe, and you can protest here, but you need to do it within these ground rules. And the ground rules include, you know, renewing this every 30 days to make sure they're following the rules, but, you know, the location will change, and there will be, you know, a little more controlled nature to the protest. Is that a fair characterization of what's been laid out?
Yeah, that's essentially my understanding, is that they have, as you say, a permit that's renewed on a 30-day basis, and that then they're not to build permanent structures and that kind of thing. And so, that's essentially it, as I understand it. And so I think, again, it's very important that tribal leadership, as well as everybody else, then, you know, not only – make sure everything's done peaceful, but done within the law.
Is what has the reaction been to it?
Well, my reaction is we've got to get this situation resolved. We need to get a decision out of the Corps. This project needs to move forward, and it is, you know, incumbent upon the Corps to give us a decision in weeks, not months. They've said they would give us a decision in weeks, not months. And then also we're working to get more help for the state, both in terms of what I'm trying to do is, you know, we worked to get them FBI help, U.S. Marshal, BIA. We want more of that. Now DOJ says they're going to send in some conflict resolution teams. That's fine. Actually, now I'm working to try to get them some appropriation, you know, some funding to help cover, like, Morton County's costs, state costs. So, again, we want to make sure that we're helping support law enforcement so that people feel safe and protected that live out in the area, that protests are being done peacefully. But we need to get to a resolution. And you saw perhaps now the three-panel – a three-member panel, appellate court, now has held up the decision of the court, and I guess they've issued a temporary restraining order. So now the court's held it up again, and then they're going to have a hearing in a couple weeks. But between the Corps of Engineers, the administration, and the courts, we need to get this resolved and move forward.
Yeah, without question. When you, on behalf of the delegation, or Congressman Kramer or Senator Heitkamp say, okay, federal government, we got a problem of your making here, right? I mean, you guys, number one, the camp started on core land and nobody said leave. Now you got a way to deal with that, but that came weeks, obviously, into the protest situation. And that's led to, you know, all kinds of agitators coming from all over the country that have piled on and tried to use the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe's position on this issue for their own personal gain, anti-fossil fuel development or whatever. And so you have these folks coming in all over, you obviously have a law enforcement situation. Did they get that? Did they understand that this is a problem of their making?
Well, the problem is, Scott, the problem we have is we have an administration that talks about an all-of-the-above energy policy, but then opposes fossil fuels. Look what they've done to us on coal. Look at what they're doing to us on oil and gas. This is a corridor where you've already got a transmission line going through and a natural gas pipeline going through, and now the oil pipeline would use the exact same corridor. So if we're going to have an all-of-the-above energy policy, why aren't we putting all through? And this is an important point. Whether people want fossil energy or whether they want renewable energy, we have got to be able to build the energy transmission infrastructure to get it safely to market. And if you look at this corridor, that shows you got a transmission line, that's electricity that can be produced with, look at all the wind energy we produce out there, that's renewable. But whether it's wind or gas or oil, whatever it is, all of the people that work to provide energy and consume energy, which is everybody, whether you like traditional or renewables, we've got to be able to build the infrastructure to get the energy to market safely.
Saw a great letter to the editor today in the Bismarck Tribune that really spoke for me. It's Hal Neff of Bismarck. Don't know him. But his piece here, I'll just paraphrase some of it, said, what happened September 9th is an illegal and unconstitutional act by President Obama. What happened at the construction site was also illegal and an unconstitutional act in violation of Amendment 1, which defines the right of people to peacefully assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. The protest of DAPL at the worksite was not peaceable, was not declared such by authorities. It became an illegal action when property was trespassed and destroyed. He goes on to say, the protest has caused economic harm to the state of North Dakota and to an unknown number of people and their families who work in the energy industry. It has harmed our neighbors, the businesses in many of our towns, and the business and investment climate of our state. The protest and misguided response by President Obama has done harm to our nation. In the final analysis, we all have lost something. This ends as a sad and dark day. Do you agree with that?
Well, that we've got to have the rule of law, right? I mean, we've got to have the rule of law. I mean, this is a clear case where we need to enforce the current law. And that's what we're working to get the Corps to stand up and do and say, okay, if the companies met the requirements of the permit, which you indicate they have, then they need to be able to go forward. And to the court, you need to enforce that because we've got to have the rule of law or we're not going to be able to build any infrastructure projects in this country. We need that legal and regulatory certainty.
Hold tight, if you would. More with Senator John Hoeven live from Minot, his hometown today, at the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's special guest, Don Ronsberg from the Department of Homeland Security, discusses the run, hide, fight concept.
Run, hide, fight is if you are confronted with an active shooter, no matter where you're at, run, hide, fight are the choices. So if you can safely get out of that building, then get out. You know where your exits are, where you can quickly get out. If you can't get out of the facility, find a place you can go where you can hide. We recommend knowing where safe rooms are in a facility, and a safe room is any type of a room that has a solid door, whether it's wood or steel, that you can lock it from the inside. You turn the lights off, you turn your phone off, and you wait until law enforcement responds and can let you out. And then as a last resort, you have to fight. You have to survive.
For more information on violence preparedness, go to www.ndsc.org/homeandcommunity.
Now that we're retired, we're always looking for ways to save money. We hardly ever use our landline telephone anymore, but we've had the same number for years and we don't want to give it up. Then we found OurOldNumber.com. With OurOldNumber.com, we can cancel our landline and save money. And calls to our home number go to either of our cell phones no matter where we are. What a wonderful service. OurOldNumber.com.
I'm Brian. At 58, doctors told me I had the heart of a 37-year-old man. They told me that after my heart transplant surgery. If you're a smoker, here are some tips in case that happens to you. First, you have to quit smoking before you can get on a list for a transplant. So quit now. And never feel sorry for yourself. I don't. I only feel sorry for that 37-year-old man.
For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
First time ever live What's on Your Mind broadcast, Steele, North Dakota, tomorrow. Auction Center of North America for our friends at Pipers. And they have got one heck of a sale. Their first sale, this brand new facility. You can't miss that baby, right along I-94. And that'll be tomorrow at 10 a.m., online at 11 a.m. Go to Pipers.com for a full list of the construction equipment, attachments, aggregate equipment. They just added a bunch of John Deere combines, semis, fuel service trucks, trailers, all kinds of farm equipment, as I mentioned, vehicles, campers, a lot of things. Pipers.com for a full list. Tomorrow, 10 a.m., we're broadcasting live on What's on Your Mind. We're brought to you today in part by our friends at Polar Service Center. And you know what? Polar Service Center has been hiring folks for great jobs. Big bucks. And my friend Gary is told me, hey, we did pretty good on the last round. Now we need a new round. So I said, Gary, what are you looking for? And he said, look, anybody with tank or trailer part experience, Polar Service Center needs them. Polar Service Center is a great place to work. Largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They have 30-some service centers across North America, one in Kildare and one in Williston. And they are looking for parts counter specialists at either of the locations. Offers competitive pay, great rates, great medical benefits, 401k with a match. Call Gary on his cell right now if that interests you. 701-495-3592 is Gary's number. 701-495-3592. Tell him Scott sent you. Continuing our chat in our final segment here with Senator John Hoeven on What's on Your Mind. Jim in Bismarck has a question for you, Senator. Go ahead, Jim.
Sure. Senator Hoeven, I just want to thank you for representing our state in such a great way, and this show is very well balanced, and I appreciate you having it. I just want to throw one question out there. I believe Chase Iron Eyes is running for Mr. Kramer's position. Have we heard from him? Have I missed that, or has he represented a platform on this pipeline issue?
Well, Jim, thanks. Appreciate you calling in. You know, I'm not sure. Maybe Scott could give you a better sense of where Mr. Iron Eyes is on the issue. And the other thing is I know Kevin will be on tomorrow. I think he's on every Wednesday, so he would certainly know as well. So I'm not sure on that. But look, as I said, we've got to build this vital energy infrastructure. And so we need to get this resolved. We need to get it resolved soon. And obviously, you know, we care about doing it well and safely. We want everyone downstream to be protected, whether it's the Native Americans, the reservation, everybody. This is a pipeline that goes all the way to Patoka, Illinois. It crosses other rivers as well. So it's about doing it safely and well. But we've got to be able to build these projects. So we're going to continue to work to get this resolved with the Corps. And then the other thing I was mentioning to Scott is we've got to get it through the court process, too, because now we've got a three-person appeals panel that's held it up as far as decision by the federal district court.
Yeah, and folks may be having trouble. By the way, Jim, we will get Chase Einars on the program.
I'm not sure. I'm sorry, I can't answer that part of your question, but I know Scott.
I don't know. Actually,
tomorrow probably.
He was at the press conference, announcing the inclusion of the Guard and did ask some questions there. I didn't get a sense of really what his position is, but I was a little surprised he was acting as a reporter when he's running for Congress. But he did come up to me there and ask if we'd host a debate with him and Congressman Kramer, and I said we would. So.
Well, and the one other thing, Scott, I wanted to mention for Jim is, and the other thing is the law enforcement piece. We appreciate, you know, the Sheriff's Department, the state, and we respect the right to peaceful protest that has to be done within the law. If somebody breaks the law, then obviously they need to be arrested. We have to have law and order. We recognize the right to protest. I also want to thank our law enforcement officials and say that, you know, I'm continuing to work to try to get FBI help, Marshall help, and, you know, financial help to support that effort. Again, you know, we're a state of law and order and about doing things right. We respect everybody and their rights, but we are a state of law and order.
All right, two quick things I want to get before you leave. For one, people need to know all these court things are happening quickly, and there's Hovland locally. There's the case up Sakakawea. There's obviously the case with the Dakota Access Pipeline and Standing Rock. What you're telling me, that three-judge panel basically put on ice the decision by Judge Boasberg, so we're still in court limbo, right? Not everything's been decided.
They issued a temporary restraining order until they could review his decision, and I think they've set oral arguments for about 2 weeks out. So they're reviewing his decision, and they issued a temporary restraining order on construction in the Oahe area until they hear the case.
I have a minute left, but I do want you to take on another story. With the terrorist acts over the weekend in New York and New Jersey and then also Minnesota, is Donald Trump right that it might be a good idea to take a pause on where people are coming from? I mean, this youngster in the situation in St. Cloud was in Fargo one time, right? So part of the refugee resettlement program in Fargo moved to down to the St. Cloud area. And Trump all along, he got a lot of grief for this, but he said basically if they're coming from an area that means to do us harm, let's pause it. Is that right? Should we do that?
We need to make sure that our borders are secure. In fact, I voted for the SAFE Act, which would pause taking refugees from certain areas until the FBI director, the National Intelligence Director of National Intelligence, and the Homeland Security Director can certify that we are able to properly vet people. We have got to make sure that we're protecting Americans.
Senator, appreciate the time today very much. Always, every time we call, you're good to work as best you can into your schedule, which is a busy one, a chance to talk with our listeners and keep us posted. So we appreciate that very much. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Scott.
Senator John Hoeven with the very latest on what's going on there. And it is a new novel every day, almost, trying to keep tabs on everything here. So pretty amazing. All right, folks, that's a wrap for today. Don't forget tomorrow, Steel North Dakota, Auction Center of North America for our friends at Piper's. Looking forward to that. From Minot, the Petroleum Council, God bless you. Bye-bye. Hi there. It's Scott Hanlon from What's on Your Mind. In a moment, I'm going to give you my telephone number and my email address because I'd love to meet with you if we can help build your business. This radio program, What's on Your Mind, is on four radio stations every single day, every weekday. K-Fire 550, in fact, 4 hours every day on K-Fire. AM 1100, The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the valley. KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, and KTGO 1090 radio, booming to the Bakken. Those four radio stations every single day, right here with What's on Your Mind. We can help you get your message out. Do you have an event coming up that needs some attention, needs some promotion? Does your business need better branding? Want somebody to tell your story? Call me. I'd love to meet with you. Here's that number, 855-200-1776. Extension 3, leave a message for Marie. She'll schedule an appointment. 855-200-1776, extension 3, or email me, scott@flightfamily.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.